Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The Hermit meets Serin Saint-Vrain. As the Hermit was walking away, he heard the clanging of a church bell nearby. He scanned the horizon toward the west and saw a tower rising sharply against the light of the setting sun. It was toward the hour of Vespers. He recognized it as the tower of the Church of Our Lady of Guadalupe. He had already been told that the church was still relatively new. It had been constructed in 1826, the original church having been built as the Church of San Jeronimo in the Indian village closer to the east. He was told that having a church right around the area of the village square had been a great priority insisted upon by the powerful priest, Padre José Antonio Martínez of Taos. Since not too many people had arrived yet, the door to the church was open, allowing the evening light to filter inside. Among the shadows inside, Giovanni could distinguish the shape of a faux marble altar of carefully painted plaster, silhouetted against the far end of the nave. It had a bustle of turrets and a layer of shelves commonly called birthday cake architecture by the impious merchants in Italy. Giovanni heard the church bell ring again as the hour drew nearer. He looked up to gaze at the belfry where pigeons were kept at bay by a panel of narrow painted slats that prevented them from roosting up there and still allowed the sound of the bell to issue forth. The hermit sat quietly outside of the building, relaxing in the evening shade. He could hear the squeals of some children playing nearby. He heard the sound of a mother calling her children to come back inside. A motley crew of drunk trappers tripped on by, made merry by the effects of a locally produced liquor called Taos Lightning. Just then, Giovanni noticed that one of the passers-by didn't continue, but he paused before the church door that still stood open as if inviting people to come inside. The man was running his coarse fingers through his trim beard as if trying to comb down the unruly hairs sticking out of it. He removed the odd fur cap that he was wearing, as if he were preparing to enter the building. As he stopped to study the outline of the church itself, Giovanni studied him from a short distance, and before he could stop himself, he had sung out, No tienes excusa, no tienes razón, no tienen trancas las puertas de Dios. That means, you have no good reason, you have no excuse, the gates of God have no locks on them either. He was quoting from an ancient hymn that he had remembered just then. The figure tried to peer deep into the shadows where the hermit was sitting, before shuffling forward and saying in a voice strangely and strongly accented in French, Pardon? As he came closer, Giovanni could see that he was no ordinary peasant. He was a gentleman of breeding and sophistication, despite the rude clothing that spoke to the contrary. Why be content to look at the church from the outside in? Asked the hermit. It's much prettier if you go into the inside. The man cleared his throat. Oui, je le sais. I know it better than most, after all. I arrived here in Taos the year before the construction of the building had begun. I have surveyed the progress across many years. I have even offered advice to the builders on occasion. The hermit was taken aback by the ease and confidence with which this total stranger was speaking to him. He felt that this man could tell him a lot about Taos and the people who ran it. Giovanni extended his hand and he said, Je m'appelle Jean-Marie. Je suis Italien. Serin, offered the man as he took his hand. My name is Serin Saint-Vrain. I came to Taos when I was only 16. No one can pronounce the French name Saint-Vrain, so I let them get away with calling me Serrano Zambrano. Giovanni made a mental note that this was another man who had come to Taos at the young age of 16, just as Doña Tulis had. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.